would you say I'm afraid of snakes or I'm scared of snakes?
Well, I would say I'm scared of granny, I'm scared of snakes.
Okay, now, if you say I'm afraid of snakes, does that just mean you're a general fear?
No, I'm scared of them.
All right. Now, what I'm trying to find out here is, if you say I'm scared of something, does that mean that the danger is more right on you than afraid?
Well, I mean,
scared
a little bit stronger. You're more scared of him. Oh, I'm going out there, I'm scared of snakes. I just can't go, I'm scared of snakes. Well, I mean, if I'm afraid, I mean, if I'm scared, you gotta, I'm not walking up on one and just scared you so bad. And I go, ooh, I'm just scared of that. Just scared me so bad, I don't know what to do. When afraid, that means, I didn't think about going, I'm kind of afraid I might see one or something like that. But if you're scared, you shake your head. I'm just too scared, I ain't gonna do that.
Afraid is more a habit. It's a state of mind.
That's right.
And scared is more something right there.
Right there, that's right.
Now, you'd say then, I'm afraid that's going to happen. I'm afraid so-and-so's going to get elected.
That's right.
You'd say something like that.
Something like that.
But would you ever say, I'm scared somebody's going to get elected?
If you're scared, you're going to get that something out of mind.
You mean it's right there?
Right there, that's right.
One vote could make the difference.
That's right.
Right there. Okay, you talked about somebody, we said he wasn't afraid once. You're talking about somebody, let me start all over again on that one. I do that too well. He's not afraid now, but he used to be.
Yes,
okay, the other way around is, she's afraid now, but she...
used to be afraid.
You want somebody not to panic about something. You tell them just keep
moving.
Or keep calm.
Keep coming.
Keep calm.
Keep quiet. Keep quiet.
All right. Keep calm.
Keep calm.
All right. Someone who is just absolutely tired to death, you'd say he sure is
worn out.
All right. Did you ever hear him stick in a word and say worn slap dab out or worn slam out?
Yeah, he done worn slam out.
He ran and say worn slam out, huh? A child is always eager to move and go somewhere. You'd say he's a
He's ready to go. He's a busy somebody.
Did you ever hear him say he's raring to go?
He ran to go. Yeah. He always ran to go.
Did you ever hear anybody say that use the expression by and by, like he's sick now, but he'll be well again by and by?
Yeah, I haven't heard that, but you know, well, he's doing all right now, but he do better than that by and by.
All right. You're sitting around in the afternoon and you're getting kind of, you're nodding a little bit, and you say, boy, I sure am.
Sleeping.
In the morning, you've been asleep, and then you
get up in the morning,
or you wake.
I'm waking up, boy. I feel drowsy now.
Okay, and you wake up in the morning. You said
I'm feeling drowsy.
No, you say you're asleep, and then you wake.
I'm waking now.
And then you might go in another room and do something to someone. You wake.
And wake somebody up.
We said last time you were talking about that your hand got all swolled up because it was you got stung by something or something was all swollen up. You would say yesterday my hand did what? It
swelled up.
Swelled up. Did you ever hear of a boy who went out to kill a deer on his very first deer? Did you ever hear him refer to him having butt fever?
Mm-hmm.
As it means he gets all eager and he's really excited, you know, about going deer hunting. Mm-hmm. You ever heard a buck egg?
No, I never heard
that. The clear liquid inside a blister is called?
I call it water.
Uh-huh.